to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello, and welcome to show number 144 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. This is Jimmy, and this week it will be me and Charlotte, and later on in the show we're going to flip it over to Ed, who is down in the parks. Charlotte.
Hey, Jimmy.
How are you?
Just peachy.
I am so happy to be here with you. Just the past couple shows, it's been just a couple people, I think, and it's been tough to get everybody together all at one time, which I guess is just the product of the time of year, right?
Right, summertime. Everyone's busy, taking vacations, you know, doing their thing with their family, and so it's hard to get us all together, but I can't wait until we're all together soon.
So, I was going to ask you, I have a quiz for you.
Okay.
77.
77.
What does that mean to you?
Is that how many people have confirmed that they're coming to our meetup?
I wish.
What?
But you know what? It's not far off of that, to be honest with you.
Well, that's great. But come on, nerds. Y'all need to come meet up with us.
77 is how many days to our first meet that week. I'm looking at my phone, and I have a countdown app to Walt Disney World, and I have 71 days to go before I get to Walt Disney World.
Have an app on yet.
Yeah, so I have, I get there the Saturday, October 1st, and our first meet is Friday, October 7th.
Right.
So, I'm very excited. You weren't able to make our last...
Are you going to remind me?
...meet last year, right?
How sadly... Yes, I was there.
Is that true?
I remember
you wasn't feeling well, right?
I
did too much during run or something.
I did. I came down and I ended up with pneumonia and a pretty serious kidney infection. So I had to go back and forth to Celebration Hospital quite a bit.
That's terrible.
I have a chronic illness. So, the heat and the constant wear and tear of your body at Walt Disney World can be really rough. And so I didn't make any of the meets. And I actually only went in 11 days, I only made it to the parks 3 times.
Well, we're going to have to keep you from running this time till after the meets, I guess.
Well, there's no run this year during our meet. So we're good. And I'm in the much better shape than I was. And my chronic illness seems to be, doing pretty good right now. I'm taking really good care of myself so I can make sure that I don't miss any more meets.
So our first meet this year is October 7th. It's going to be at 5 o'clock. It's going to be the second. It's our third annual. If you go to the Disney Nerds Podcast Facebook page and go to the event section, you'll be able to find all the information on both meets. Where we have two meets, one which is October 7th, which is a Friday night, and one which is October 8th, which is Saturday morning, but not early morning. We'll probably schedule it mid-morning. We don't want to get too, well, I'm planning on the Friday night meet being very fun, so we don't want to get too many people out of bed too early on Saturday to attend the second meet.
Absolutely. And I am also, if you are following along on the Disney Nerds Facebook group, I am working to get Chew tickets. The Chew, an ABC show, will be filming again for the second year while we're there. And I have applied for the Disney Nerds to get a stack of group tickets. So hopefully that will come through for us, and that will take place that week as well. So just keep following along on the Disney Nerds Facebook group for that info.
If that happens, we'll have to figure out how many we need for the hosts, and then go from there. Maybe we could do some giveaways.
Absolutely. That would be great.
For people that are going to be there, and invite a few people to come join us.
And I know we have some local nerds that have already said, if you get that, I'm there. So,
amen, right. So
we'll see you, Sophie.
So our first meetup, and if you go there, it says the third annual Disney Nerds podcast meets, half sample-thon. Mm-hmm. So last year we did a half sample-thon, which was the first one. And what we did was we met up at the Craft, in the Odyssey building at the Craft Beer booth. And we actually ended up spending a lot of time in the Craft Beer booth. But the goal was is to meet up, to kind of work our way around the world and then end in America at the American Adventure for 8 o'clock for the concert. And you know, it's now I don't remember what the concert was last year.
It was raining. Remember?
It was raining. So it ended up raining. Now when we first met up, and most of the way around it did not rain. It started raining, you know, toward the end of it. So it was really, really a lot of fun. If you go on there, to the Facebook page and go to that meet, the photo for that meet is a group photo, of all of us. It's a great photo.
It's
a group of us with Snow White, right in Germany, right in front of Snow White's well. A little bit of interesting information is, well, first of all, let me say that that's not all the people that were at the meet. That was just the ones we had congregated at that one area. Mm-hmm. And Snow White wasn't even scheduled to come out. We kind of just congregated in that area, and we were just kind of hanging out. And they brought her out specifically for us.
That is so awesome.
Another cool little tidbit, in this picture, in the back left-hand corner, kind of next to Jennifer's husband, Kyle. He's all the way in the back left-hand corner, is a gentleman who was at our meet. He is an Imagineer. His name's Lon Smart. And Lon actually designed that, the well.
Really?
Yeah, so that was also pretty cool to know that as well. So, this was a lot of fun. It really was. Every meet we've done so far was a lot of fun. So, basically, we started at the craft beer booth with the goal of ending at 8 o'clock at the American Adventure for the concert, and just kind of worked our way around and just sampled. And whether that be drinks or food, whatever you prefer. Some people like to have drinks around the world, and some people, you know, we keep it kid-friendly. So anybody with kids is always invited. Don't feel like you can't bring your kids. It's nothing. There'll be nothing vulgar or lewd or, you know, so there will be drinking involved. So if you're against that, maybe it's not the event for you. But other than that, I mean, it's very kid friendly. It's a bunch of Disney nerds getting together. So
absolutely.
So this year, will be Friday, October 7th at 5:00 p.m. local time in Florida. So, just so you people understand, when they go to, if they go to the event on Facebook, it shows you your what time it is for your local time. Okay, so looking at the app, the Facebook app, and looking at the event right now on my phone, it says Friday, October 7th at 4 p.m. That's because I'm in Central, so it's showing me the Central time, but it's actually at 5, so you have to, I have to adjust. So this time we're going to meet at, in Canada, and do the opposite trip around. So where we're going to meet is kind of, they'll be, well, and you know, you never know exactly where it'll be, but where the, historically, the booth for Canada for the Food and Wine Festival is in between there and where the beer booth is.
Okay.
Is a kind of an open area that has the little walkway through the gardens that goes down to Le Cellier.
Right.
So just kind of that open area right there is where we'll kind of congregate. A lot of us will be wearing our Disney Nerds podcast t-shirts. So you'll kind of, you know, I'm going to encourage anybody that's with the podcast to wear their t-shirts.
And if you haven't got your t-shirts, make sure you check the Disney Nerds group, because we have the link and how you can get your shirt from Mark at New City Shirts.
Yep, definitely. So definitely show your pride and get your Disney Nerds podcast t-shirt to show up to come to the event. As of right now, so we're going to do that. We're gonna meet there and then work our way all the way around back to America, with the goal of being there at 8 o'clock for the final showing of the, I think it's still Eat to the Beat concert. I don't know. They change those things all the time.
Change the name.
They do. They change the name. But I think it's still Eat to the Beat.
It might be.
But this year it'll be Plain White Tees.
Hey there, Delilah.
That's right.
That one?
Yep.
Them?
So, you know, I didn't know who they were. I had to Google, I had to YouTube it, and then once I listened to some of their songs, I'm like, oh, okay, I've heard that song, but I didn't know, I didn't put it together that that's who it was. So Kim was pretty excited about it.
Well, very nice. There we go.
So that's the plan for our first meet. I'm excited because, to be honest with you, I like to have drinks, and to me, the drinking part is much better going from Canada to America than it is from Mexico to Canada. Mainly because you have the UK right there, and you can get a Carl's combo at the
right.
Rose and Crown pub. So
we know that's your favorite.
We'll have to hang out. We'll have to spend a little time just hanging out in the courtyard right there in the UK, right in front of the pub.
Well, I'm just excited because I didn't make it last year. I was at the resort. Well, actually, I did make it to Epcot, and then the bottom fell out, and the rain came, and I was already not feeling great, and it was the next day that I ended up in the hospital, so I never made it back into the World Showcase because the rain came, and I turned around and went back to the resort. So
that's,
I know it's terrible.
It's gonna be a good time this year, though.
This year will be fantastic. I'm looking forward to it.
So as of right now, on Facebook, in the event on Facebook, we have 45 people saying they're going.
Nice.
And 107 people saying they're interested.
Come on, you people, let's go.
So
let's turn it up.
So I'm sure a lot of those people will make it. Just depending on, you know, if they can. I'm sure a lot of them, it just depends on schedules. A lot of them are locals, and it depends on their work schedules and stuff like that.
Of course, and then there are people that still need rooms. So what are you thinking about rooms, Jimmy?
So, if you've listened to the show, you know, I am the travel agent for the podcast, and we have, so we secured, and, you know, I've never done this before. We've always offered, hey, if you want to call me and book, you know, a room or whatever, you can. But this time, we actually called, and I contacted Disney and got group rates for the Disney Nerds, for the Disney Nerds meets. So we have, yeah, so it's awesome. So here's the way it works is we had to pick resorts. And they let you pick three, one in each level. So the resorts we picked, and I told the lady who handles the group bookings, is like, I was like, you know, I'm not too picky about the resorts. Give me one in each category, whatever one you can give me the best discount at for the people that want to go. So the resorts that are available are All Star Sports, which is where I'll be staying. Coronado Springs is the moderate.
Mm-hmm.
And Animal Kingdom Lodge is the deluxe resort.
That's really nice, too, that they're all over in the same area. So if any of the people that have picked a group rate room want to kind of meet up on their own, they're like, oh, we're at Animal Kingdom and we're at Coronado. It's not that hard to meet up when you're at resorts so close to get, you know, because those are all directed over to the Animal Kingdom area. So they're closer together. It'd be much easier for people to get to hook up and have fun. We'll probably be staying at All Star, so hopefully I'll see you at the pool bar.
You definitely, you'll definitely see me at the pool bar. So the other cool thing about if you book a room. Now I know some of the people who listen are annual. I'm an annual pass holder. I know Charlotte's an annual pass holder. But another cool thing is that if you book a room within the group, they also have group discounted tickets.
Nice.
And they're pretty, it's a pretty good discount. I say it's a good discount. It's a good discount for Disney standards, mm-hmm. who doesn't really discount their tickets.
Right.
I compared them to Undercover Tourist, and it's much cheaper than Undercover Tourist. And one of the other cool things about the discounted tickets is, even if you buy, say you buy a 4 or 5 day park hopper, they give you a day at the water park for free, just as a bonus. You don't pay for the water park and more option. You get the discounted park hopper, and you get a visit to either one of the water parks, or I think it's Wild World of Sports or Disney Quest for free,
as a
bonus. Yeah, just as a bonus. So that's really cool. So
if you've got to buy tickets, why wouldn't you go ahead and buy them through this? I mean, honestly, if you have to buy them, go ahead and do it this way.
And not only that, but even if you're planning on coming down, and say your annual pass, you're planning on getting an annual pass,
mm-hmm.
you can buy this ticket. And if you go to get the ticket bridged, and so you can still maintain that discount mm-hmm. and upgrade to an annual pass.
That's a great tip. A lot of people don't know about bridging between ticket price and annual pass.
And I would tell you, if you have a ticket, and this is just a tip, if you have a ticket and you're deciding, if you have a discounted ticket and you want to upgrade to an annual pass, do not do that at your hotel concierge desk.
Right.
They are fairly educated in a lot of things, but their education is very, very broad, and tickets are not their number one thing. So make sure you go
Absolutely.
To one of the guest relations at the parks. I probably would recommend the Magic Kingdom. They know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. You tell them, look, I got bought this discounted ticket. I want to upgrade, but I want to try and maintain my discount. Believe me, I can't remember the girl's name off the top of my head now, but I actually tweeted her name to Disney's
the
cast member.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because she was so great. Because me and Kim both bought, I bought my discounted ticket through my work, my main job, and Kim's came from our travel agent discount, and she knew exactly what she was doing. It was so easy. So that's a big tip. If any ticket issues, handle it in the park at guest relations if you can.
Absolutely. I've used all 4 major parks guest relations. I have never waited in line at Animal Kingdom. I have waited in very long lines at the one at Epcot.
Outside or inside?
Both.
Okay.
Both.
It
Animal
seems
Kingdom
to me
seems
like the
be...
ones outside really seem to be more like if you go into Magic Kingdom, the one before you go through the gates,
right,
seems to have the longest lines compared, like even longer than the one that's in City Hall.
I agree, but at the same time, those people seem to be able to be the top ones of guest member services because okay. I have That's never good. Seen lines move faster than that one. That one always seems to be moving quickly. And if there are, if it's four or five deep, I'll still get in it because I know that the windows, they usually have all those windows going, especially maybe not during the middle of the afternoon when there's a lull. But in the busier times, like at opening and closing, those windows are all going, and they move the people through pretty fast. And I have always had wonderful service at that window.
I have too. And I've been in that one the first time. This is the second time we've had annual passes. The first time we had them, I bought them online.
Mm-hmm.
And that was before, I think, Magic Bands.
Oh, right.
It was right before Magic Bands, or I don't remember exactly the situation, but whatever it was, we actually had to go to that. They had to go to that window at the Magic Kingdom outside mm-hmm. before we went in the park to activate our annual passes or whatever, where they give you the actual cards and right. all that. So, and then this year we had to go, which was interesting. We had to go pick up Kim's ticket or activate Kim's ticket. We had to go pay for it and everything, her travel agent ticket at Will Call. Which, at Magic Kingdom, when we went... So, if you're getting off the buses or the ferry, when you walk straight, most of the time, they make you take that left and go around.
Mm-hmm.
But... the last few times we've been, and when it's busy, they open up some security lines that when you walk straight, you go straight through them.
Mm-hmm.
And when you walk through those, like the member services is to guest relations is to the right.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's like a little like gazebo like type pavilion on the left, like in between where those new lines have kind of opened up when it's busy and the old lines, and there was like a little gazebo, just a little building all by itself.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where we had to, and that's where they were doing Will Call, and that's where we had to go pick up the ticket Kim had. We had put on Will Call for her travel agent discount because that's how they do it.
When it's right before, like if it's at Rope Drop. Or before that little building is so surrounded, you don't even realize it's there.
Oh, you know, I would have never. I mean, you see it. I'm sure I've seen it before, but I've never had to go like to the window. You know, I didn't know they did anything there. So that's where they were doing Will Call. So interesting.
Very interesting.
Interesting tip. All right, so back on subject. Let's see.
Our meat.
The so second.
Yeah.
Meat. Oh, so the first meet, we're going to meet up at, the goal is to meet up at Canada, end up at America for 8 o'clock to watch Plain White Tees. Then, you know, we'll still hang around. That's at 8 o'clock, and Illuminations is for probably 10. So who knows? We're the type of people that like to hang out, so maybe we'll continue kind of around the world
mm-hmm.
for the next, you know, hour or whatever, or see, half an hour until it's time to find a spot to watch Illuminations, which is my favorite.
It is also my favorite. I will cry.
So we'll do that too, and then the second meet will be our third scavenger hunt. The first year, which Charlotte was there, was at Epcot.
And I played that year because I was
did
not
play.
I was not a member of the Nerds team yet.
That was the first time we got to meet you. I remember when you walked up with you with your girls and your tie-dyed shirts.
And, our tie-dyed
and you,
shirts.
I think you walked up to me first. And I'm like, this is Charlotte.
That's me.
And, yep, so I remember that.
That was so much fun. And there were so many things in that scavenger hunt that I did not know about Epcot and World Showcase. And I had so much fun doing that. And like, there were some clues that we didn't have to do all the steps. We only had to do part of them. I'm like, oh no, I'm going to do all the steps because I want to see where they are. And I want to know because I'm a nerd. I want to know what all the, what every single one of these is.
And Ed puts that together.
He does a great job.
He does a really good job. And he spent a lot of his trip, you know, down there right now, just kind of...
He's scouting.
That's what he does. So last year, we did a scavenger hunt as well. And we did it at Hollywood Studios. What's interesting is some of the guys that won it the first year also had a team last year and won it.
What?
Yeah. The team that won it
locals, aren't they?
The team that won it the first year was Scott Parker and the Florida Plunge and that team. And part of that team, which was Brian Keese and his dad and his mom, and they won again last year at Hollywood Studios.
But they are locals. So maybe we need to have a new category of the number one local team and the number one team that is from somewhere else. Because that's the challenge when you don't get to go to the parks, but maybe once a year or once every 5 years.
We do give out prizes for more than just first place.
Of course.
And we try and, you know, we team up. So you don't have to come as a team. We're going to team you up. So, so far right now, we have 27 people said they're going and 50 people interested in the second meet. So some of them are familiar faces. Let's see who's going. I know Senda. Do you know Senda? Charlotte, mm-hmm. Have you seen her? Senda Crane? Mm-hmm. She actually works for Walt Disney World. She came last year. The first time we met her was for our meet last year at the scavenger hunt meet. But she also this past trip I did for Easter, she came meet up with us at for a little while at American Adventure and came said hello. Her and her
husband, very nice,
very very nice people. So, yeah. So I've also got some family members going. We also gonna have Lisa and Angela, who Lisa's one of our admins. They're actually, Lisa and Angela's going to be on their honeymoon. So
they're getting married the day before our first meet. They're getting married on Thursday.
They're getting married on Thursday and they're flying to Walt Disney World and then coming to our meet. So Lisa's been to a few, Lisa and Angela's been to a few, well, they were at the monorail crawl. That was kind of a different meet. That wasn't one of our normal, like, food and wine. That was, like, in February. It just so happened. I was there. Sam was there.
Jennifer
and Kyle popped up. So it's crazy. It's so funny because it seems like Sam pops up. Like, this past Easter was the first time I've been to Walt Disney World without Sam in probably 2 years. And I go twice a year. So it seems, you know, so...
I don't think he's getting to pop up as much as he had last year.
No, not as much. But we have some locals, too, that's going to be there, so it ought to be a lot of fun. And then we have some people that that booked, you know, booked rooms with me and in the group. And look, if you're a local and you like the show and you like to listen to the show, I have friends who live that are from New Orleans and live in Orlando now. And you know what? They booked my friend Frank and Heidi, they booked a room at the All-Stars. They live in Orlando, but they booked, you know what? We want to go hang out Friday night. We want to have some drinks. We don't have to worry about driving. We can hop on a bus, ride back to the All-Stars, spend the night, and not have to worry about driving back to Orlando. And then we can get up and go right back to Magic Kingdom and go do the scavenger hunt.
That sounds fun.
So, Magic Kingdom, scavenger hunt. This is a big deal. We've done Epcot, we've done Hollywood Studios, and now we're doing Magic Kingdom.
Magic Kingdom. It's going to be so exciting.
I feel
I'm
like
pretty
there's,
excited.
I feel like there's so many things you can, like, there's so much in Magic Kingdom that you can do. And, it, you know, Ed, me and Ed talked about this, and I think he's going to limit it to, like, I don't think it's going to be wide open Magic Kingdom. There'll be certain lands. So I think he's going to keep, like, kind of one side the park. I don't, because it's just too big.
It is
unless
big.
You did a whole, like, so we're meeting Saturday, October 8th at 11 a.m. We will meet down Main Street, the first right by Uptown Jewelers, by the Pandora store. There's
the
little that
little courtyard,
alley.
The little alley.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's a little alley. It's a street, basically, but it just kind of dead ends underneath where they do the dance lessons and the singing lessons.
I love that little alley.
I do, too. It's a fantastic place. So we're going to meet there.
Just oh, it's great. There right now.
It's a great, yeah, right it's a now. Great, it's a great place just to meet up. It's a great place. I mean, it's a great place just to go sit on a bench and just relax for a little bit.
Hey, nerds, if you're listening to us and you are visiting very soon, please go take a picture of the alley and post it in the group for us. We would love to have, or give us some live video. Give us some ambiance. I'm missing that alley.
Absolutely. So,
I wait there for my kids a lot. So
we are going to meet there at 11, and then we'll meet back there at 2.
Perfect.
So basically what we do is we have a printout of the scavenger hunt. We'll give everybody a printout of the scavenger hunt, each team, and set everybody off at the same time. And then we'll meet back there. We'll score them. There'll be some prizes. We'll have pens. We'll have Disney Nerds podcast buttons. We'll have
swag.
Who knows? Who knows what the prizes will be? The prizes have been T-shirts. The prizes have been backpacks. Last year we gave away, like, you ever saw the little drawing of? I guess it's the drawing. It's like a sketch of Mickey, and he's painting himself in the picture. He's painting Walt Disney.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we gave like a, I guess like a 13 by 10 or something like that print, like one of those prints you buy in the art shop. We gave that away as a gift. We've given away hidden Mickey books. We've given away, I mean, look, it's a good little, no matter how big the team is, everybody gets a little something.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a lot of fun. Look,
scavenger hunts are so much fun anyway.
And you get bragging rights.
Exactly. And you learn a little something, too. I mean, honestly, yeah. Because there's going to be something that you find out. You're like, oh, I had no idea that that was there. Or, I didn't know that would do that. You know, those kind of things.
Well, yeah. And, you know, so I think that's why. I think that's one of the reasons. And I think anybody, I think anyone can go enjoy it. I think that's one of the reasons that the scavenger hunts draw a lot of the people that are friends of ours that are locals.
Mm-hmm.
Because they go to the parks a lot.
It gives them something new.
It gives them something new. It gives them something different. Hey, let me go do this. Hey, I go to the park all the time. We do this, this, and this all the time. This is going to be something completely different, a new way to enjoy the park. And
I completely agree.
Yeah, so I'm so excited about it. So another huge piece of news. Not news, but coincidence. I arrive in Walt Disney World October 1st.
What? You know what October 1st is, right?
October 1st was the day the Magic Kingdom and the day Epcot opened.
That's right. Not the same year.
Not the same year.
Right.
But this year happens to be the 45th anniversary of Magic Kingdom.
Dun, dun, dun.
Which it seems like this year, and I will guide you all to thedisneynerds.com. One of our blog writers, Lisa. our Disney family. We love Lisa. Mm-hmm. Did a great job of a quick just blog post about the anniversary and the merchandise coming out. I feel like my wife's been eyeing the Dooney and Burke. So, yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited about the 45th. But anyway, I plan on being there. I plan on being able to be in the parks about, 1, 2 o'clock. By the time we get to the room, maybe take a shower or, just kind of refresh for a minute and grab some lunch. Mm-hmm. And then
well, maybe the Magic Kingdom will have some special fireworks for their 45th.
Maybe. You never know.
You never know.
It seems like, the Epcot 30... They did some stuff, but it was wasn't advertised. It was very off the cuff kinda thrown together. So who knows?
Yeah.
There's
been quite a few off the cuff things in the past couple of
years. I'm thinking, they've kinda gotten away. At one time they used to celebrate every anniversary. Anniversary was a big celebration. And they've kinda gotten away from that, which is fine. So I'm more excited about the meets and just being there for the meets.
Absolutely.
And, it just happens to be a cool coincidence that we'll be there the week of the 45th anniversary. I guess it's just an added bonus.
Me too. It makes me very happy because we don't go to Disney World in the summer, even though we're annual pass holders. The summer's just too hot. I don't do crowds like that. It's too hot. And so I am really missing my Disney bubble. I'm missing it a lot. I've been listening to a lot of the theme park music and trying to get the scent of Soarin in my house and going through my Food and Wine cookbooks, which I have quite a bunch of. I try to get one every single year, and I love to go back and make something to remind me of the Food and Wine Festival. And we're also, since we're excited about the meetups, we always have this movie fest of the Disney movies, and we fix food and kind of decorate the house to go with it.
That's
so
awesome.
So, last week we watched Mulan, and we had Chinese food, and
that's
I've had lanterns lit.
That's a great idea.
So we try to do things to make us excited about it, and or we'll have resort night or something because my daughter loves Port Orleans, and she loves She loves to make beignets, so we'll try to do some beignets, Mickey shaped beignets, and some gumbo, and celebrate Port Orleans and watch Princess and the Frog. So
that's awesome.
I mean. We always try to do a little something to gear up for that. So we're in the middle of that right now, and talking about the meets has got me really excited.
We did a while back, and we never did finish it. Man, we need to finish it. We were watching all the movies from A Great Movie Ride in a row. So we watched Starlight Parade and then Singing in the Rain, and we made it to Mary Poppins, and I think that's where we ended.
Oh my gosh, that's a fantastic idea.
So, because some of those, we had seen, obviously we'd seen Mary Poppins, but I had never seen, Footlight Parade.
Right.
Or Singing in the Rain. So, I think after that, what's after that? Is it the Western? I think we got stuck at the Westerns, because Kim hates Westerns. I love them. So, I think it's John Wayne and the Searchers, and then, it's Clint Eastwood either, and it's debatable which one's first.
It's the mob stuff before the cowboy stuff.
Oh, we watched that. We watched Public Enemy, which is the mob one. So we watched that, and then, we did watch Public Enemy with James Cagney, and then comes the Western. So, but we never finished, because I think it's because Kim's stalling, because she hates Westerns. So
you plow through them, and then you're.
I love the Westerns. So you got John Wayne and the Searchers, and then I think that scene where Clint Eastwood is from A Few Dollars More, which was the sequel to A Fistful of Dollars.
Right.
So I love that stuff, but Kim Kim hates that's, it. So.
That's awesome. And I am so going to do that because I am a total Turner Classic Movies nut.
Yeah.
And I wonder if I could get the montage at the end and try to break it up and watch all those movies. Ooh, too.
God, that's a lot of movies there.
That's a lot of movies, but that's I love that montage. I get all emotional, especially when the music cues to my very favorite movie, which I'm sure you know, right?
I don't know.
You don't know? They have had a piece of the wardrobe from this movie in the Great Movie Ride when you first come in and you go around the displays. There was a dress.
Could be Mary Poppins.
No, Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind.
I'm from Georgia. Of course Scarlett O'Hara is going to be.
So you know what my favorite movie of all time is?
Tell me.
I'm surprised you don't know.
I don't know.
I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
My son's name's Wyatt.
Oh, Tombstone. Of course it Absolutely. Is. We've talked about this before. Yes Tombstone. Because that is in my top five movies.
My son's name's Wyatt, and I also have in my hall a pencil or charcoal type sketch of Val Kilmer as Doc Holliday that my mom bought me in Las Vegas because I'm such a fan of that movie. Yeah.
That's awesome. And you know there is a link between Doc Holliday and Margaret Mitchell, and he is apparently part of who she made Clark Gable from. She took some attributes of Doc Holliday and blended them into her character of Rhett Butler.
That's awesome. I didn't know that.
I am a huge, besides being a Disney nerd, I am what they call a Wendy. I collect a lot of Gone with the Wind stuff. I actually wrote all the trivia questions for the Gone with the Wind game.
Cool.
Back in the late 90s. And, so I'm a serious Wendy. And when that music cues on the montage and then I see Rhett sweeping Scarlett up the stairs, I'm just like, huh.
Very, very cool. Very cool.
Oh, I love the Great Run.
If you're listening to the show, I know we talked about booking a trip. You can message us. Shoot us a message, private message on... there's a couple different ways you can do it. You can email us at thedisneynerds.com. You can email us at thedisneynerds@yahoo.com. You can send us a message on Facebook at the Disney Nerds Podcast. On that page, that'll come to me. Or my name is Jimmy. The last name is Horn, H-O-R-N-E. If you search me on Facebook, you'll see the Disney Nerds Podcast logo. You can send me a private message. You can contact us via the group Disney Nerds. You can tweet us at the Disney Nerds or Instagram at the Disney Nerds Podcast. So that's all the ways you can get in touch with us. I also highly encourage you, every now and then we get questions that are emailed to us. And what we'd like to start doing is maybe start doing a small segment of listener questions before each show, maybe just a few questions each show, depending on the response we get. But if you have a question, whether it be about one of us or, you know, just a plan or, you know, an idea of something at Walt Disney World or anything Disney, email us at thedisneynerds@yahoo.com.
Absolutely. Let us know what you're nerdy about and what you want us to be talking about. And,
just anything you want to hear. If you want to hear a show or, you have a show idea that you want us to cover or something you want us to cover during a show, please shoot us a message. We want to hear from you. At the beginning of the show, I said we're going to flip it over to Ed Live in the Parks, which is pretty cool. So he's going to play a little game, kind of maybe you can guess from the background sounds of where he may be. So for myself and Charlotte, we're gonna let you go and send you to Ed.
Just keep swimming, you guys.
Quaharini. Ed, take it away.
Hey, guys, it's Ed, and I'm at Epcot today, ready to take you on another ride. I'll let you listen for a couple of seconds, see where we are.
Yeah.
just sounds too good for me to interrupt. But if you haven't guessed, we are in Reflections of China, Circle Vision. So I'm going to let this keep running until the show starts.
Please set your mobile phone to silent mode and please do not flash photography. If you want to exit the theater during the movie show, please push the red doors on the left-hand side. The movie is ready now. 谢谢 means thank you in Chinese. So everyone, 谢谢 for your cooperation. 谢谢.
China. When one thinks of this magnificent country, one cannot help but envision the Wanli Changcheng. The Great Wall. It once stretched like a mighty dragon across 4,000 miles of China. Welcome. I am Li Bai, a poet of the Tang Dynasty. And I have returned to share with you reflections of my beloved China. Like this great wall, it winds like a road across timeless landscapes. But one can also find landscapes that are ever changing. A city forever reinventing itself. Vibrant, sophisticated, romantic. As Shanghai reflects modern China, historic Nanjing Road reflects modern Shanghai. Set your gaze across the Huangpu River, and you will find a new China that reaches for the sky. Yet in this city of East meets West, one can still find treasures of Shanghai's stately European influence. Even in the hectic pace of modern China, there is always time for Tai Chi, a tradition that has endured for centuries. Up here on Huangshan, at the Sea of Clouds, painters and poets like myself have been inspired for generations. In China, we say, a poem in every painting, and a painting in every poem. We have had a long history. Much of it has been recorded in this fashion. However, it may be said that the history of the Chinese people is not written in ink, but with water. The mighty Yangtze River. A fellow poet once wrote, traveling against the currents of the Yangtze is more difficult than climbing to heaven. That may have been once true, but no longer. There is no better example of China's harmony with water and Suzhou. This ancient city sits on the longest man-made waterway in the world. When Marco Polo traveled this way, he called Suzhou the Venice of the East. I suppose if I had traveled to Europe, they would now call Venice the Suzhou of the West. So vast is China that even within her borders are many exotic lands and contrasts. From the serenity of Heavenly Lake to the busy night market of Urumqi. Here one discovers that Xinjiang province is home to many ethnic peoples with their own unique customs and their own unique cuisines. Out here in the Gobi Desert, one still finds travelers on the ancient Silk Road. The same road that over 700 years ago brought Marco Polo to these very gates. The gates of Jiayuguan, the extreme western end of the Great Wall. A visit to Inner Mongolia shows us a reflection of an earlier time. Here, the nomadic people still live much as they always have. Far to the south is Yunnan Province, home to many of China's national minorities. The cultures of this province are as diverse as the landscape, like the Shaolin Stone Forest, one of nature's unique wonders. In the far northeast is Heilongjiang. Although winter here can last 6 months, the people celebrate by carving magical sculptures of ice. Macau. After 400 years, this exotic land of Portuguese charm is once more within China's borders. Cities on Earth. A city steeped in Western culture, but still uniquely Chinese. Even Hong Kong's buildings, thrusting ever skyward, reflect the city's vitality. Hong Kong. Ever on the move. Yes, the Chinese landscape changes swiftly, but one can also find enduring legacies that reflect our past. Everywhere one sees our history. Ancient treasures, like the Nine Dragons Screen, reflect our traditions. Dragons were a powerful symbol of the emperor's authority. For centuries, the tombs of China's emperors have been watched over by these remarkable warriors of terracotta and these figures of stone. And for 800 years, this intersection of three rivers has been protected by a silent sentinel, the giant Buddha of Lishan. One can find a living legacy of China's past in the world-famous Peking Opera. In the center of Beijing is perhaps China's greatest legacy, the Forbidden City. Imagine courtyards that could hold 100,000 members of the Imperial Court. For 500 years, this vast walled city was the home of 24 emperors, the sons of heaven. But today, all the world can pass through this gate. Tiananmen Square. To stand here is to stand at the heart of China. Beihai Park was once a playground for the emperor, but now it is a playground for all of China. I have brought you to a place of unique beauty called Reed Flute Cave. The same forces that shaped these pillars of stone have done a more remarkable job directly above us. Of Guilin is unsurpassed in all of China. Countless artists and poets have struggled to capture the unique beauty of this region. The Li River winds like a silver snake through these scattered dragon's teeth. I once wrote, "Whoever looks on this loses himself in eternity." We have seen many reflections of China, but the true face of China can be found in our people. Circle. Sadly, that means this is where we must part. But I hope you will return to China someday. I'll wave of the hand now, and I am gone. Lowering my head, I dream that I am old. Until we meet again, Zaijian.
Zaijian means goodbye in Chinese. Thank you for watching. Hope you have a great day. 谢谢, 再见.
If you would like to join a jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace. The haunting's free, so hurry back, we would like your